Donald was always trying to hide his socks and things from it. He got going to hide it now.
Well, what would you say to him? Suppose you wanted to wish him, to tell him that you wanted him to have a nice Christmas, and you'd come up to him just on the street and say what to him? You know, your friends, you know, when you're friends.
Oh,
friends.
Friend.
Yeah, with your friends. You say what to them? You'd wish them a what?
I wish them a nice Christmas.
A nice Christmas? Is that what you say? You never use the word term Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Merry, nice and Merry, it's different.
Do you ever use the term Christmas box or Christmas gift?
Yes.
Do you?
I remember years ago. They had a Christmas tree up shallow. I draw the lucky number and I let me fan. I mean, big lectern. That was Christmas, that's Christmas. I'd be lucky to get that.
Uh-huh. What do you call it when you have to carry a heavy suitcase? And you, if you were saying, you know, it's a real heavy suitcase or a heavy anything, and you have to carry a real heavy thing. What do you call that?
I call it.
No, I want you. What do you call when you do that? What do you say when you do that? I'm doing what with this heavy thing?
Trying to sell
something. Not sell something, but when you, for instance, if you had to pick up a whole bunch of bricks and carry them somewhere and you had to lift that heavy load, what would you say you were doing what with that heavy load?
Try to make it to what the man told me.
Well, no, what kind of word would you use for describing what you were having to do with that heavy load?
Well, Bartman told me to take it down. I took it down.
Were you taking it down there, or were you doing something else? I mean, were you...
I tell you what the Bartman told me to take it.
All right. Let's see. Well, that's... I'm just not very good at that. Okay, what do you call a turtle-like animal that lives on land?
I call him a tappan.
A tappan?
That's what I call him, man.
All right, now what do you call him again?
A tappan.
What do you call one that lives in the water?
Turkle.
What do you call, now I know you know this one.
No.
It's going to be easy. What do you call the insides of a hog that when you clean it up and then you fry them up and you can eat them?
Now I'll kill hogs and kill a hog ham.
Yeah. And you get all the insides out and you can clean them out and cut them up and eat them.
I call them chitlin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now what again?
Chitlin.
All right. What do you call the center part of the egg, the colored part of the egg?
I wasn't white or yellow, but now you buy eggs, I guess it's yellow.
Alright. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? This part of his body. Of a man's body.
I call it breath.
Alright. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft that floats on the water and has oars? You know, that you can... What do you call that?
I call it a boat.
Alright.
Well, I call it that. I might be, you know.
What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Cover a pillow?
Yeah, what's the cloth thing that you cover a pillow up?
I call it, like, pillow I live on. I just call it a... I call it cover over the pillow. I call it cover over the pillow.
You call it a pillowcase?
What's that?
A pillowcase. Or
a pillowcase, that's what I call a pillowcase.
Or a pillow slip.
I call a pillowcase.
What about, you know, sometimes your wife puts on a necklace and it's got a whole bunch of beads that are all put one after another on a, you know, they're put on. What do you call that? It's a what of beads?